Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. Politicians for decades have talked about how they wanted an all-of-the-above approach to energy. It's basically this idea that the United States should have an abundant and diverse mix of energy sources. And right now, we're actually seeing that concept play out in real time under President Joe Biden. There's a historic boom in U.S. energy production thanks to record levels of oil, natural gas, and renewable energy. But somehow, no one in D.C. is happy with the administration's approach. So today, Politico's Matt Daly breaks down the history behind the all-the-above approach and why the president who has embraced it the most is still not hitting the mark. It's Tuesday, March 19th.
All of the above just really picked up steam with the 2008 election. That's when Sarah Palin of Drill Baby Drill started using it. John McCain picked it up. He was the head of the GOP ticket that year. And Barack Obama, never one to pass up on a good idea, he actually adopted it as well. He sort of co-opted the Republicans' message. And that idea at the time was, of course, the renewables boom was really just getting started. Oil and gas were rebounding from sort of a long-term downtrend. And the idea being that we just really needed, the U.S. needed to get all these energy sources on a big growth trajectory so we could protect A, the economy, and B, consumers from real inflationary price hikes in energy. Since then, it's been picked up by everybody, it seems like. Obama stuck with it. Mitt Romney, I believe, used it. It's really sort of transcended politics because it pretty much means whatever you want it to mean, right? All of the above just means give us more energy, make it more abundant, and we'll all be in a better place.
Right. And actually, President Biden is as close to achieving all the above energy as any president really ever. So how are you kind of seeing that play out? And how would you describe just the significance for the United States and kind of what that means, how it's able to exert maybe power from that?
Yeah. And interestingly, Joe Biden never really uses the words because they're sort of politically toxic for the message that Joe Biden's trying to get across. He's really leaned into the energy transition. He talked about in the 2020 campaign that fossil fuels didn't have a place in the clean energy economy and we were going to have to transition away from them. That really motivated a lot of his base. But the way you look at this is that essentially because of advances in drilling technology, fracking and directional drilling, that's opened up vast new territory for oil and gas production. In fact, last year, the Energy Information Administration said the United States produced more oil than any country ever in history. This is a giant increase from where the U.S. was 15 to 20 years ago. Oil, we were really dependent on imports at that time. The U.S. now exports oil. Natural gas has seen an even bigger jump. Natural gas was always a big part of the energy stack in the U.S., and the U.S. is now the biggest liquefied natural gas supplier around the globe. And in fact, we've seen the geopolitical consequences of that. Most of that gas before Russia invaded Ukraine, most of that gas was going to Asia. It was going to Japan. It was going to Korea. It was going to China. Suddenly, Europe's got a real strategic problem with Russian gas coming in. They've been trying to wean themselves off Russian gas, and they turned to the U.S. gas supplies. When you look at renewables, wind and solar existed before the mid-2000s, but they weren't really making much of an impact. The stimulus package that was passed in 2009 included about $80 billion to help stimulate renewable deployment. It had a dramatic impact. It was very successful in that. You're now seeing wind and solar together are about 15% of U.S. electricity supply. That's up from basically zero before that. So that's, now, that's a significant amount of energy to be bringing out in just 15 years.
And despite this, you know, what might be seen as an achievement, the Biden administration is actually facing kind of frustration from both sides. The fact that we've reached this all-of-the-above status. On the Republican side, we know they seem to use it for their own reasons, and it means something different to them than maybe Democrats. So what are the Republicans saying, and just kind of like how are they putting pressure on the White House with their version of all-of-the-above?
Yeah, it's interesting because it sort of shows that there's not a lot behind the rhetoric. It's a bit of a populist rhetoric. It's a popular one with voters. Hey, we can have everything. The more we produce, the cheaper it's going to be, the less impact on my pocketbook, right? But basically what we've seen is nobody's very happy with all of the above. They really just want their own preferred policy solution there. Now, in the last 20 years, we've really seen that split become very clear between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans leaning a lot more into the oil and gas sector. Republicans are saying these renewables, they only exist because you've given them huge subsidies. There's a lot of truth to that. But at the same time, renewables have really come down in cost sharply. In many places, they're actually economic without subsidies. They could live on their own. Cost continues to drop. They obviously don't have a fuel supply cost in there, and they don't have the pollution impact is minimal compared to burning fossil fuels. Of course, the people, Democrats who support the renewables, are also saying, look, Joe Biden has actually been too supportive of fossil fuels after saying he wanted to get off them. He's approved some big projects. The administration has also been approving federal leases, at least on par with what previous administrations had done to drill for oil and gas on federal land. So these are all parts of the reason why almost every type of energy is increasing in the United States at this point.
And of course, the climate wing of the Democratic Party, they're criticizing Biden for not reining fossil fuels in fast enough. They're warning that that could harm his standing with young voters ahead of the election. So how do you see that criticism maybe coloring the administration's policy decisions, and how is it stopping Biden, as much as this has happened under his watch, you know, maybe from fully embracing all the above? He doesn't seem to talk about the oil and gas side quite as much.
Yeah, that's right. I think that, you know, a lot of Democrats see a real political risk there. And even though the measures that Biden and the Democrats have passed in his first 2 years, the Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, which contain a lot of major, major incentives for clean energy. But despite that, those other projects, the Mountain Valley Pipeline, the Willow Oil Project, those get a lot of play. Their impact is actually much, much smaller than the climate benefits of those laws. But to activists, they say, we don't want any of these new projects. A lot of younger climate activists are really steeped in the idea that this planet is in big trouble if we don't phase out fossil fuels as quickly as possible. And everything that's happened so far has not been enough. So if Joe Biden is giving any support to these fossil fuels, we are not going to be happy. Now, politically, this is a really tenuous position for Joe Biden to be in. When gas prices at the pump go up, people blame the president, even if it was because Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. If the electricity prices go up, people start to feel that and they say, things are going the wrong direction here. This economy is not working for me. But at the same time, Joe Biden needs to keep those green activists on his side. We saw during the 2020 campaign, he actually strengthened his green messaging to help attract those activists. These are young voters who aren't very engaged, and Joe Biden wants to keep those people on board by issuing a really strong clarion call for green energy. And anything about oil and gas is just going to get in the way, and it's going to undermine that and lead to more apathy, and maybe they don't turn out. So for Joe Biden, he needs to really keep that green wing of the party energized. And that's where people say he may be running risk with this all of the above type of economy that we have.
Also, the Biden administration urged lawmakers to vote against a series of measures scheduled to hit the House floor this week as part of Republicans' long-promised Energy Week. The package includes measures to block the Biden administration's proposal to raise the royalty rates paid by fossil fuel companies producing on public lands and to streamline permitting of pipelines under the Clean Water Act. The White House said in a statement it, quote, strongly opposes the package, which is unlikely to be considered by the Democratic-controlled Senate. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Chevron is taking action to keep methane in the pipe. Their 2028 upstream methane intensity target is set to be 53% below the 2016 baseline, and they're committed to evolving facility designs and operating practices. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/methane.